Anyway, then on Thursday we had a Board of Health meeting. There was a big representation from our public health nursing department. They presented stats, financial report from Eric Solomon and Solomonson and John Munson, Hope's update from Sarah Skinner, school immunization audits, HPV immunization grant, COVID update, and then a COVID-19 testing update from Dr. Kyle Lubling. And I talked to Gene a little bit about this. There's a shortage now of testing supplies. So difficult to get testing supplies. It sounds like you almost have to have cash up front before you can get it.
Is this nationwide or just in Iowa?
I think it's probably nationwide. Yeah, I think it's...
They had a recall, or they had some supplies returned back to the state, and they saying they didn't work, or they were
ineffective. Well, some of them went out of date. Yeah. Some of them expired. There's an expiration date on that, and some of them expired. I can't imagine how testing supplies would go out of date. But anyway, and so Dr. Uvling was requesting that the County Board of Supervisors help support financing more testing supplies through our COVID dollars that were CARES or recovery dollars, Courtney, either one of them.
CARES money.
Yeah.
Because we have CARES money left.
So it was in the amount of $24,000. He thought that's what the total bill would be. But he didn't think that he'd ever get $24,000 in supplies at one time. He thought that he would go out so many weeks, and he would probably need about $3,000 a week. And so I said, well, I don't think the county's going to stand in the way of not getting testing supplies. I think we need to do that. And I just said that since we basically approved these dollars to go to COVID, I thought as they come up in payables, we could approve it at that time. And so I guess I'm asking how you feel about that.
So where do the testing supplies get used? I mean, do they go to the schools? Do they go to
No. Line? These are going to, well, I can hand
like you
and to the hospitals.
I've got a handout. He had a handout.
They're going to use countywide, not the same thing.
So there's going to be, this is the identified need. As a result of the Delta variant COVID surge, primary care clinics in Carroll County are seeing a large increase in demand for COVID-19 testing. Vaccine/test mandates for organized with 100 employees need for weekly testing. So there are those that's going on as well. Clinic-based testing, rapid antigen cards indicated for symptomatic individuals within 7 days of onset. If positive, treat patient as COVID-19 positive. If negative, obtain PCR testing. So, and there's the PCR testing would be done by the Manning Regional Hospital Care Center, McFarland Clinic, and St. Anthony Regional Hospital, and those would be sent to the State Hygienic Lab, which is probably, it sounds like, the best place to go for those that testing. So, I guess I made the comment that I don't think the counties, since we have CARE dollars available, would step in, allow that not to happen, but we can have that discussion. And if you want to vote on something like that, we can do it. I didn't think that I didn't think that we would basically stand in the way of that. I think if testing needs to be done and they don't have the dollars to do it, that brings up another case. After I slept on it, we still have a real gray area here, and John Munson and this Eric Solomon's son did come up with another spreadsheet, and they did come up with another $62,000 in vaccine clinic revenue. And then after I thought about it, I mean, he definitely said that on Thursday. But why are you even coming to us for $24,000 when you have $62,000 balance from the immunization? So that is the question that I have out there right now to St. Anthony. And I think...
who's the Solomon guy?
He's one of the new financial...
From St. Anthony?
Yeah, he's okay. Like... I think he's been there like a month.
Okay.
So
I know when I asked him about the revenues they got from those, they talked about how they needed the software and the people to go out and bill the insurance companies for, and that public health didn't have that software, so they used the hospital and the hospital staff to do that. Do they have any of that figured in? Like, did they come up with a number of what that cost them to do that? And then deduct that off the 62, you know what I mean? Like, they made 62,000, but it cost St. Anthony whatever to use their software and to use their personnel to bill.
Right, and, you know, it was...
I forgot the answer.
It was unclear whether or not... I mean, they've got other revenue in here of $173,168. The vaccine clinic was $62,000. I don't know if that's a net number.
So my question, and this might be just a naive question because I don't know, but if we're, as a county entity, and our taxpayers are giving money to go to public health, don't you think we have a right to see every penny going in and out of checks and balances? Like, because we're accountable for everything we do in this room. If we make one wrong move, you get your ass chewed. And guess what? We get our butts chewed a lot. How are we not getting chewed for this?
Well, Courtney and I have had that discussion, and I talked to John Munson. I think when he was here that time, I think I addressed the fact that, you know, at least we can't do the billing.
Yeah.
You've got a pot of money sitting there that every other dollar that goes to Carroll County Public Health in grant dollars goes through the auditor's office. So it comes from the state. It goes to the auditor's office, then it goes to St. Anthony Regional Hospital for the public health department.
Social clinics and things like that.
Yeah, and so, and same, likewise to new opportunities for programs that they have that we get. That's just the way it's done. And this is what I told John. I says, well, this should not be any different. If you've got dollars, they need to be moved over to the county. There should be dollars that, and we talked about where those dollars could go if that would ever happen, but they refuse to go any further with that. They keep it held pretty close to their chest. I'm not so sure that if you were to talk to somebody from the state auditor's office, they would probably be up here tomorrow and want to see what's going on. Because it's no different than we are contracted to St. Anthony Regional Hospital, but I don't think it's any, I mean, we had a state audit come, you know, at a request of an individual, a constituent on gun permitting. And at that time it was, they were receiving private dollars, but they were using a county computer, county printer. We have state auditors audits for far less problems than I think this is. Well, I'm not recommending that we do that.
They've audited us, and they do. I mean, we had the relationship with St. Anthony. They've audited that. So, I mean, unless they're saying they need to get closer at that. They do.
Or is it just the COVID funds?
Well, it's pretty easy to look at that when it's coming from the state and grant dollars. But this is different. You know, this is dollars that are generated by Carroll County Public Health Department, and they're not sitting in any. It's not, it's, that money's not sitting with the county.
My issue, like, I don't have an issue with saying things. I love having them here. I love having Manny. I love having Carlin. But when it comes down to the pennies, that's our job. That's what we are all elected to do, is watch the dollars.
Yeah, and I've been on. I have, and it's gotten somewhat better. I mean, salary in the most recent update that is effective June 30th was salaries for Carroll County Public Health is $251,000. That's what they're saying it is. And some that's different. What's that?
Maybe using those funds to cover salary costs.
Well, there shouldn't be that much. Well, we're questioning how come there's $251,000 in salaries. You know, I guess that's kind of what the question is from public health.
There just seems to be like a lot more questions. And I think, I mean, here to me, we pull everybody in a room and just ask all the questions. Put them out there.
Well, you know, I mean, it still remains a mystery. And when we, I guess the big thing is right now, Kyle wanted to know because he needed to get testing supplies. And I said, well, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Don't let the Board of Supervisors hold you up. And so.
Well, we do need to have the supplies for COVID. We can't say no to that.
Testing supplies are pretty transparent.
Yeah, that's separate.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that was the short term, that was the.
They don't have a problem. They just submitted a claim for it.
It's no different than Sarah Anderson with PPE.
Exactly.
A year ago.
And we look, there's some money left to be spent. I mean, if we've actually budgeted any local option, CARES money, there's money to be spent still, and there's actually more money in there than we budgeted to spend. So,
I don't have a problem.
Testing supplies are pretty transparent. You can't add a burden cost of staff, like giving the vaccine.
And
soft costs.
Yeah, and you know that they'll just pass the bill on to us. I'm guessing we'll just pay it. But you know, the burning question that I still have is, they should have dollars to pay for it themselves. That's it for me last week. I